Message number 120. Ordinary people, good people turn their backs on me. Thursday, June 23, 2011 at 21:10. My dearly beloved daughter, the joy you feel today is as a result of the graces bestowed on you during adoration yesterday. Now you know how important it is to allow me to pour such graces on souls during this most special time when in my personal company. How to identify lost souls. Today I want to talk to you about lost souls in the world and how to identify them. My followers often mistakenly believe that lost souls are those in mortal sin. This is not necessarily true. A lost soul can be a person who does not believe in me or my eternal Father. A lost soul can also be those children so caught up in their day-to-day pursuit of earning money, building wealth, careers, and craving after material things. All because of the joy they believe that these things will bring them in their future lives. These are ordinary people, good people, but who turn their backs on me. Many of these children of mine are good at heart. They can be full of love for their fellow men, their family, and friends. They may be popular and well-liked. And yet they can be lost souls. How is this, you may ask? Because they do not believe that their soul is just as important as their physical needs, and so they neglect it. By neglecting their soul, they are prone to temptations thrown their way each day. They find it hard to resist worldly goods without considering that the time they invest in their ambitions could be spent showing love to others through the art of sharing. In their pursuit of money, they can become proud. Pride makes it difficult to behave like a true follower of mine. Children, if you spend all your time chasing the dreams that you believe this world has to offer, wealth, possessions, and positions of power, there is little time left to pray or nurture your souls for the next life. So many of my children can never understand why worldly goods leave them empty inside. They do not listen to those followers of mine who know the truth. By failing to acknowledge the existence of God the Almighty Father, they cannot succeed in pleasing anyone other than themselves. On the outside, these people live active, healthy, fun-filled lives without a care in the world. But this kind of lifestyle cannot be achieved in the right way without believing in eternal life. Humility is missing in their lives. You may say in their defense, but they need to feed their families and look after others who rely on them, and so they work towards these goals. My answer is no, they don't. They are not aiming to feed their families. In many cases, they are aiming for excesses to satisfy their lusts. The more they do this, the more they become lost to me and my eternal Father. Unless my children wake up and recognize the ways in which Satan uses all the glorifying attractions of the world to suck you into a false sense of materialistic security, you cannot come to me. Time must be spent in this life in praise of your Creator, in looking after your neighbor through charitable works, in putting others' needs before your own, by following in my footsteps. Unless my children who do not believe in God the Father, or who do believe in Him but who choose conveniently to push any homage to Him aside because they are more concerned with worldly matters, they will find it hard to enter the gates of heaven, the true paradise they crave. Earth is just a phase in your entire being. Heaven, even a glimpse of what it offers, cannot be experienced in your lives on earth. None of those worldly attractions are worth chasing if it means you have to forfeit the jewel that is heaven. The essential traits to enter my glorious kingdom are faith, love, humility, and a desire to please me. Your beloved teacher and savior of all mankind, Jesus Christ.